Well, well done, Richard. That was a deserved victory.
Well, it was a victory. It's probably gone a little bit like a lot of our games between the two clubs, in that the team that's pushed and forced the game has ended up on the losing side. And but we probably think we were owed that, because there's a number of occasions we've been the better team but haven't got the result. So today was maybe a bit of a reward for all that work that we've put in the past. But absolutely massive result for the football club, for players, supporters and the board. You know, I think you could see what the game meant to both clubs. You know, the last 20 minutes was difficult to watch and difficult to deal with, but you know, the nature of the result, 2-0 in front, means that they've got to throw more and more bodies forward, which in the end pushes you back and back. And you know, I would just say to people who maybe lost a little bit of faith in that period, that go on the pitch and try and clear the ball from that end in the second half, because I can tell you now, it's not easy. It isn't easy. Up the hill, the last third becomes a bog. You're not sure about where it's going to drop. And it's much easier coming onto it and attacking than it is to clear your lines. And, you know, we found that period very difficult, but we stuck it out. We got our heads in the way of most things and our bodies in the way of most things, and ended up with an absolutely terrific result for the football club.
A real bonus as well to have Ryan Donaldson, Tom Elliott starting and Harrison Dunk on the bench.
Yeah, we tried to keep it as quiet as we could. They haven't done much training, I can assure you of that. But their value to the team is just... You just can't say how much it is, really, because they give so much to us. And the reality is that both Ryan and Tommy were always going to come off, but it's how long can you leave them, because they're so important to us. You know, and just before Ryan came off, he's gone off on another run where you're thinking he can make it three, and then Tommy's still marauding, and eventually they have to give way because the day and the pitch and the weather and everything else meant that, you know, very tired legs between them. And then obviously Harrison's come on and got 20 minutes. So that's a bonus for us going forward, because they make us look a totally different team.
And I think the reception they got when they came off the field showed that the supporters respect that as well.
Yeah, the result's important, because we certainly played well enough to go 2-0 up. Mm. And if they'd got an equaliser in the last 20 minutes, once they pulled it back to 2-1, if they'd got an equaliser, then people would have left the ground very unhappy. But we've held on, and hopefully they've gone away extremely happy. And as I've said, you know, we don't know what this year means to us in terms of the league. You know, we're going to keep pushing and keep trying to finish as hard as we possibly can. But, you know, the fourth round of the FA Cup means an awful lot to everybody, and it gives us something to really look forward to. And no pun intended, now we need the money tie.
Who would you like?
I think any of the big boys away from home. I think we've reached this stage. I think it's now about, if we can get the important cup tie now, then financially it would put this club in an incredibly good position. You know, we've worked really hard over the last 18 months to get it back stable. 7,500 again today, twice over Christmas. We've had over 7,000. I guess our average is pushing 5, you know, when we've budgeted for a lot less. And all that means is that we can grow off the pitch as well as on the pitch. And if we can get the £500,000 tie now, it would be absolutely fantastic and just reward for everybody for the amount of work that we've done in the last 18 months. So, yeah, that's what we want.
Thanks, Richard. Lovely start to the new year.
Thank you. Cheers.